the prominent focus on women in wrestling, a Wrestling Gal podcast showcases a unique perspective in and outside the world of professional wrestling, sharing insight, interviews, and discussions with special guests and me, your host, Ella J. Now let's chat. Hello, everybody. Today, I'm joined by the sweetest chick you will ever meet, Savannah Sweet. So how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic to be speaking with you. Technically, I think this is your second podcast ever, because you, my friend, were one that had to go extra, because I think this is only your second interview/podcast ever, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I've only done it one other time with my the company I wrestle for.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm super excited to be speaking with you today. Obviously, you got the professional setup and everything, but talking about professionals, I feel like one of the first things I noticed in your previous work was your tumbling and your gymnastics likes movements. So do you have a formal training in tumbling and or gymnastics?
Yeah, I do. Growing up, I did competitive cheerleading. That was my first love. I think I started around 5 or so, but I did that all through elementary school. Stopped really early, but I can still do a backflip. I still want to get back into it sometimes, and wrestling and cheerleading is so similar in a way.
Yeah, so in what ways do you think maybe that background has benefited you? Obviously, I've seen you do kind of the tumbling in the ring, into the corner, into your opponents, but would you say there's not a massive difference, but do you think they've kind of intertwined together well?
For sure, being young and kind of being on stage, wrestling's the same way, where you have the makeup, the lights, you're working with another person. I mean, I think it's super similar. I love it. I think that's why I love both.
Yeah, I did gymnastics for 5 years, did dance for 5 years, but then didn't end up pulling through it, did a bunch of other things, but now it kind of intertwines and you already have kind of that stamina needed to be in the ring and everything. But I'm curious too, was wrestling always the goal for you, or what did childhood version of Savannah envision herself doing when she got older?
I think with cheerleading, I kind of fell out of love with it because I got really into wrestling. My mom tells me how we would be at the hotel for a cheerleading competition, and I wouldn't want to hang out with the other girls because I wanted to go watch Raw. And I didn't understand why I was so into wrestling, but wrestling captured me when I was about 8 years old. My sister had the video games and stuff, so I got really into that. And I think once I found wrestling, I think it was just over for everything else.
Do you remember kind of your first memories of it? I was 11 years old. I have a vivid memory of it, but I know not everybody has that first match or first moment that really drew them in. Do you know what it was that really kind of hooked you initially?
With the video games, I think I was always drawn to Trish and Lita. Growing up, Lita was my favorite. Because I started getting into wrestling around 2008, past Trish and Lita.
Yeah.
I played the video game, so I was always going back and watching that early 2000s era.
Yeah, I found wrestling in 2009, so shortly after that too. It was kind of, Divas were kind of the PG era was really starting up around that time, and video games too. Definitely Lita's one of my top favorites of all time too. I like both, but I'm glad to see that we're both team Lita overall. We do like Trish though, right?
Yeah, I used to have the Trish Stratus DVD that she came out with, and I watched it all the time as a kid.
That's so exciting too. I feel like obviously things have evolved now, and we're now in a place where, just in general, women in wrestling have been more at a focal point and kind of treated with more respect and spotlighted more. So it's kind of good to see. How do you feel about that progression too for you growing up watching 2008? I would say 2008, post Trish and Lita, to like the beginning of Total Divas was kind of like a rough time, to be honest with you, before the Divas revolution. How do you look back on it now compared to where it is?
I kind of fell out of love with wrestling, and I think it was because women just were not being featured. Like, I would watch 3 hours of Raw and there'd be no Divas match. I remember being so irritated, and I think I kind of just stopped watching it, and I didn't start watching again until I saw Total Divas and Paige. Paige is what got me back into wrestling. You know, she was so different. She reminded me so much of Lita. I think that's why I liked her so much.
I'm not gonna lie, Paige. For me, Mickie James was kind of how Lita is to you. That's Mickie James to me. After she left and everything, at least WWE wise, Paige like came into the picture a few years later, and she was one of my all-time favorites too. And now she's back and everything, and that I feel like she's had such a roller coaster story, but I still feel like a trailblazer in and outside of the ring as well.
Yeah, she's great. I mean, I look up to her a lot, but I mean, I love the Diva era. Even now, I go back and study those matches because they're like, you know, 6 minutes. And sometimes I only have like 6 or 8 minutes. So those matches are really simple. And when you're learning, I prefer to study that stuff than kind of this stuff today where it's kind of harder for, like, I can't really, you
Interesting.
know, do a 15-minute match right now, or I may not have that much time. So really simple, basic wrestling helps me learn.
So when you're studying, obviously you said kind of the not older. It's weird to say older because it's only like maybe a decade, less than 15 years ago. But is there any, maybe it is Lita, maybe it is Paige, is there any particular matches or performers that you feel like you watch, not only like before their style or because of their movements and stuff?
I mean, you mentioned Mickie James, and I feel really similar with her. She can like kind of move really well. I watched some of her old OVW stuff, and it's really underrated. The beautiful people in TNA
Yes.
are perfect for like my character and character stuff. I really like that TNA era when Mickey came over, Tara. I recently watched a Paige versus Natalya on NXT, and that was a really good match. It was more so like old school wrestling. And that's kind of what Roger Ruffin, my trainer at NWF, teaches. He's kind of more 80s old school type of trainer.
And I feel like too, it's kind of good to have you kind of have old school, but also you obviously have great access to kind of new school stuff as well. And it's kind of finding what not only interests you, but kind of experimentation too in your own work. And like we said earlier, you are still less than a year since your debut match at the time of recording this. Before I dig deeper into this with the follow-up, do you feel that you've confidently grasped a sense of who your character Savannah Sweet is or want to be yet? Or are you kind of still in that experimentation phase right now?
I think so. Once I got my new gear, I think it helped me so much. But I think every match I'm learning a little bit. I'm feeling more comfortable with the wrestling so I can focus more on just kind of like being myself and, you know, performing in front of a crowd.
I feel like too, especially in your first year, I mean, I can't speak to it because I'm not necessarily a wrestler, but I gotta assume that there's some aspect or some challenge in not only trying to find your identity, but obviously getting your reps in and everything. So what would you maybe are some of the biggest challenges or pressures that you've faced in your first year as you're trying to navigate this business as a whole?
Yeah, so I debuted last July of 2021. That's when I started training, and then I debuted
Yes,
January of
January.
this year. And I felt like I wasn't ready. I felt so nervous. Like every match, I was like, oh, I don't want to be the one that messes up and, you know, let Roger and all my other trainers down. But they believed in me and thought I could do it. And I'm always pushed in wrestling. You know, very early on, I got like a title match, and I mean, I've already won a title at PWA, so like I feel like I've got a lot of opportunities really early on that I didn't feel ready for that I kind of just had to face.
So when you go about facing those opportunities that maybe you don't feel ready for, how do you kind of mentally and physically prepare for them that you're kind of just thrust into it and trying to, navigate your way as you go?
I definitely like try to give myself like a pep talk. I talked to he wrestles at the NWF. He's called the Swinger. He's trained me a lot. He's been like there for me. And I mean, I text him all the time and he's there to like give me advice and tell me I got this. Like, I really kind of need that because it can be really daunting, especially when I'm wrestling girls that have like 10 years of experience. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry if I'm really new at this. I don't know what I'm doing. But yeah.
Yeah, luckily you are surrounded by a lot of people. I know you've been around the likes of like a Kylie Rae, and Allie Ketch was on the same show as you. Even Billie Starks, it's crazy. She's younger
Yeah.
than most of these talents, but she's still been doing it for like 5 or 6 years now. So, I mean, even still, surrounding yourself with trainers and obviously other people in the business who are more experienced is definitely proved to be a benefit for you, as I feel like you're quickly excelling. But you kind of alluded to earlier that you've got a little bit of grasp of who Savannah Sweet is after you kind of reinvented yourself. So for those who may be unfamiliar with your work, how would you describe Savannah Sweet in her current state?
I would describe Savannah Sweet as confident, sassy, diva-like. I mean, when I go up there, I just try to be as confident as possible, being the it girl, not caring what anyone thinks, and I'm there to win the title. I want to be the best in and out of the ring, and I don't care what I have to do to get to
I have seen you say that before, I believe, in your previous interview that you had. So I feel like too, I feel like you're kind of already at an advantage, because I know people that I've spoken to that are still maybe 2 or 3 years into their career or since their debut, and are still kind of struggling with finding who they are or kind of crafting their character. But you said overall that it's pretty much, who you are, although I assume you're not like a cheater in real life, but like extenuating that, enhancing that in wrestling. So I feel like you've already got a leg up on that instance.
Yeah, I've been feeling a lot more better about like when I'm out in the ring and who I am and just kind of going with it and seeing what works. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah. And I mean, see what works. Has there been instances for you where you've tried something and then, you experimented it, it didn't go well, but it was a learning experience for you?
Yeah, there's definitely been times where I've like learned a new move or something that I want to try in the ring, and then I do it and I look back and I'm like, this was not good. I used to do like a back handspring splash thing, and I really want to do it again. It's just like last time I did it, I kind of like I think I broke my pinky because I was like
I
too
have a broken
close.
pinky, just so you know.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't think mine broke, but I had to like crack it back in place during the match.
My
And
gosh.
to this day, it's a little sore still. So I'm gonna try to work around that move because I still want to do it. But I mean, like little things like that, I have to like work out spacing,
Now, have you been actively in practice and training, like attempting that move now to do more? Is it more of a kind of a spontaneous thing for you?
With like the back handspring, it's more spontaneous. I like to keep the cartwheel. I mean, honestly, it's such a stamina thing. Like sometimes in this moment, like I mean, it was just like really, really cold out and I got sick. So
There.
like I feel like my stamina is not there right now. But I mean, it's something that I definitely want to keep working on and keep getting those reps in.
How do you gradually build that stamina then? I mean, especially there's, I mean, depending what time of year it is and where you are, it could be really cold or it can be really hot in a building, which adds another whole other layer, which you have already got to worry about your opponent, you're playing to the crowd, but even just the environment of the kind of arena or place where it is too, how do you combat that? How do you build your stamina then in those instances?
I think with, definitely going to the gym, but also like training. I go to training every week. I've been training with at NWF Bone Crushers with Pompano Joe, and he's so good. I mean, he challenges a lot and he'll have us, run spots, and I mean, I get, exhausted after them, but I think it's just that constant like week after week getting in the ring and just trying new stuff is really what's helping me.
I feel like too, trying new stuff, whether it works out or not, I feel like is so essential too, because then you can kind of configure what works, what doesn't, and you never know until you try. But like you said, you've been surrounded with great trainers, great peers so far. So what would you say has been maybe the best or most standout piece of career advice you've received before, and who was it from?
Oh wow. Someone you did interview, you've interviewed Ella, and she
Yes.
is someone I wrestled a few times before, and I like her a lot just because whenever we wrestle, she's always like down to like try new things. And I think when you're a beginner, you kind of want to stick with what you know, which is good. But I think when you do get to wrestle those more experienced wrestlers, you do need to get out of the box and try new things. I mean, there's been times where I've been terrified to do new things in the ring, but you just have to kind of push it and just try it. That's where I'm kind of at right now, is do trying more.
And you mentioned obviously Ella, star champion, Northern Wrestling Federation. You got the shirt there today. You're obviously slowly climbing the ranks of the Future Stars division there. And is there maybe a match of yours, whether, maybe in training or officially after you made your debut, that you feel really stands out to you or you feel really proud of, and why?
I think my debut match was with Jack Stinger, and it was so special because we were both debuting. And
Really?
yeah, and usually you don't see like when someone debuts, they're going to debut with another experienced
Yeah.
wrestler. So Roger trusted that both of us will debut together. I think that was really like special to me. The whole family was there. But the fact that we were two new female wrestlers debuting the same night, I mean, that to me, that stands out. I think that shows like he really trusted us.
I know too, because I've done media for a couple of wrestling shows, so I've gotten in there a couple times before doors open, and I see the wrestlers, prepping some of their spots for that. So how do you two go into that when you're both debuting for the first time and prepping beforehand? What does that look like?
With me and her, we definitely like kind of, I mean, we had so much training together, which was really
That's
nice.
good. Yeah,
Yeah,
chemistry
sometimes you
builds
don't get
that.
to train with the girls you wrestle, but we got to train together. I mean, I think we started the same week too. It was crazy. So we've kind of week by week worked together. So by the time we debuted, I mean, we both felt like we had this.
That's good. That's kind of a full circle moment for the both of you. And I mean, that's amazing to you that you kind of started around the same time, debuted together, and obviously have worked together a couple of times since, I believe. And I mean, you even gotten a little taste for international travel this year with your debut in Canada. So can you tell me more about that overall experience?
Yeah, that was so fun. I mean, not even being a year in and I got to go to another country to wrestle was like the best experience. We rode in like a car of like six girls, five or six girls. I think it was like an 8 hour drive. And as soon as we got there, they're like, okay, you guys are on first. And we were like freaking out because we were already late. So I had to like run to the bathroom and change into my gear. And it was crazy, but it was really cool to like kind of look back at that.
Now you're based in Ohio, I
Yeah,
think
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Where? Okay, so yeah, where? What part of Canada was this in? I would assume, was it more like near? I assume Ontario, I think.
Yeah, we were like right by like Niagara Falls. We actually got to do a little detour and see that together. It was really
I'm
fun.
right by Niagara Falls, the US side. That's where I live, right around there.
Okay.
So if you're ever up here again, let me know. But I was just curious. I can't imagine driving and then one, like having your face ready, then having your gear ready, and then prepping. Did you know, obviously, you probably knew beforehand who you were facing. Did you even have any time to prep like your match or any possible spots in that at
No, not really. Like
all?
it was very fast, but I mean we got through it, but I mean it was very fun to like go up there and wrestle. I definitely would do it again. Right now I've been kind of wrestling mostly in like the Ohio, Kentucky,
Yeah.
Indiana area.
Midwest, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
The Midwest scene, though, honestly, is really a hot hub right now, especially like Chicago's right in reach. Indiana is great. Obviously, I mean, Ohio Valley Wrestling is in there too. I feel like you're in a good hub for a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, and I definitely want to like start getting out a little bit more. OVW is somewhere where I really want to go to next, which hopefully will happen. I did Girl Fight a few times,
Yes.
and I'm hoping Girl Fight will come back because that's where like Billie Starks is the champion there. I got to share the locker room with like Masha and
Yeah.
yeah, Alley Catch. So I mean, I really want to go back there because that Girl Fight's super fun.
Yeah, Billy is still the reigning and inaugural champion there. They don't have as many events anymore. I'm hoping for that too because I love like all women shows. I mean, that's basically the essence of a wrestling gal is women in wrestling. So fingers crossed that gets to happen. But you, like we said, you have extended your work internationally. So if you could travel internationally again right now, what are some countries, places, or opponents that are at the top of your bucket list?
Oh gosh. I saw that Billy is going to Japan and
She
I'm really
is.
jealous. I've started watching like Stardom and trying to get into that and I really, really like it. So like wrestling in Japan one day would definitely be super cool. Oh, I think over in England they have Eve Wrestling.
Pro Wrestling Eve. Yep. They just had their big
Yes.
Wrestle Queendom event. Yes.
I started watching them. I watched a lot of Jamie Hayter when she was over there, who I really like.
Okay. Are like okay, I just want to say that even in scrolling your feed, I saw that you liked Jamie, you liked Saraya, and you had a little bit of Mickey love in there. Those are literally like three of my top girls. And Jamie was actually my introduction to kind of the UK scene of wrestling. So through Pro Wrestling Eve. So I feel like I already like you, Savannah. Like we're kind of on the same
Love
we're on the same wavelength here. There's so many amazing stars. I am not the most knowledgeable on Stardom, Japan, Ice Ribbon, TJPW, but I know a lot of the names. Even if you're not familiar, I feel like that's just a booming scene too, as well, right now.
Yeah, like Jamie Hayter is super good. She's someone who I aspire to be. I really want to be kind of like really tough and strong, and then also kind of do like my tumbling thing. Kind of why I like Mickey and like Victoria. Like they kind of do both. But Jamie's super strong, and I mean that's kind of how I want to like that's my goal.
You know, now that I'm looking at you, you kind of have the hair going on too that Jamie is kind of rocking right now. Obviously, a little longer than hers, but I don't think that was intentional. But it's kind of Jamie Hayter-esque in a sense.
Yeah, I love her hair and like with my hair I really wanted to do something like dramatic just to like stand out. You know, I think I was like, oh, like a lot of the girls I wrestle with just kind of have like brown hair, so I'm like,
Yeah,
okay,
that's how you
this
started the
should help.
year.
Yeah, so I mean I like this a lot more. I think it helps stand out my promo pictures online. You just kind of have to switch it up.
Do you feel that you've kind of gotten a good sense? Obviously, you debuted a new sense of ring gear. Did you just kind of, maybe this kind of answers that. What prompted really the change of the, I mean, you went full in, you changed the gear, you changed your hair, you kind of changed your overall look. Was it just simply because you kind of wanted to stand out? Or do you feel like that kind of correlates with the kind of change that your character has gradually been undergoing too?
I think when I first started, I wasn't like so concerned with like the character or how I wanted to look. I was like, well, I'm gonna start out very plain
Yeah.
and eventually I'll start getting little pieces and it'll start to make sense. 'Cause I know a lot of new wrestlers really stress out about that and I was like, I'm just gonna be really basic and eventually I'll grow into something. One of the girls I wrestle with, Daisy Christiana, she made my gear. She makes all the wrestlers in NWF's gear. She's amazing. And she kind of, we came up with like the colors and she did all the everything with it. And it turned out super, I mean, amazing. And I have to give her credit for that.
And I mean, we have to talk about kind of, I would say your staple gear at this point. It's kind of got some red slash pink. You got some layers in there. What would you say are maybe kind of the sources of inspiration or the story behind that gear or your favorite piece of ring gear?
I really like pink and red together. I think it's a really underrated color combo. And then just kind of made sense. I really like the strappiness. I was getting into like Stardom and like kind of like the Joshi gear.
Yes.
And so I feel like it a little bit resembles that with like the different patterns and stuff. I really like, I think it's very unique. So I think kind of like the Japanese style of like wrestling ring gear.
And I feel like too, I feel like for me personally, I love a good ring gear. Like I just feel like that's another art to professional that makes professional wrestling unique. You know, you have a say in your like your own gear. So from your perspective, who do you think has the best ring gear game or aesthetic in pro wrestling today?
Oh my gosh. Everyone, a lot of the girls now will new ring gear every match. It's crazy, but I'm trying to think who. I think Scarlett, she doesn't have a ton of ring gear, but when she does wrestle, she has really, really nice ring gear. I mean, there's some of hers that I really want to steal.
Now, just to clarify, because there's two Scarlets that I'm aware of, Scarlett Bordeaux, and then there's Indy Scarlett, but I think her name is spelled SKARLETT.
Bordeaux.
Okay. Just, yeah. Sure. I mean, she rocks whatever. I mean, she's been doing obviously a lot of black because they kind of have this mystical dark thing going on with Karrion Kross, but she's also rocked like a good red piece before. I feel like when she does, I mean, even when she doesn't wrestle, her stuff looks great.
Yeah, and Jamie Hayter too. Like, I love her ring gear. She's starting to come out with some new stuff that looks really good.
I definitely agree with that too on that front. And you've also been rocking a bold lip on occasion too. So, what are your go-to lip products to achieve this look? I want to know so I can scoop it up.
I like MAC lipstick a lot. That's kind of what I've been using. I know it's like a little expensive, but like I've been really liking their products for like lip stuff. I have a bunch of makeup. I mean, I'm really into this.
What's on your palette? What does even just beyond lips, what are your go-to products?
I recently just bought this like neon eyeliner palette, which I've been doing for, I'm gonna try to find it, but I've been doing that before shows, and that's something that I feel
Yeah,
like
I've
doesn't
been
really
seeing
stand out.
some like the unique
Yes.
designs that you've been doing.
Yeah, so I've just been looking at different things I can do to like stand out with like the hair or the makeup. I mean, to me, that's like the really fun part. It's similar to cheerleading where you're kind of performing and you have this whole, head to toe.
Yeah, and you have that creative freedom to do it. When you're creating those eyeliner looks or eye look, do you draw inspiration? Is it just kind of spontaneous, or do you kind of draw inspiration from like online, YouTube? There's so many sources of inspiration. Where do you like get the aesthetic or like kind of not recipe, but design from, I guess?
I use Pinterest a lot, and I've also looked at like Penelope Ford's makeup and taken a lot of inspiration from. I think she does a lot of like really fun, dramatic looks. She's another person too that I look at for like the tumbling and the wrestling.
You know, I feel like she's really, really underrated too. When she gets on, when she has those opportunities on TV, I find myself gravitated towards her as well. And I feel like she's another one who is kind of low key, you know, been doing
Yeah.
great work too. And kind of beyond wrestling though, what do you like to do in your free time? What do you enjoy doing outside the wrestling world or for self-care?
Well, I'm also in nursing school, so my life is so crazy. I mean, literally all I've done today is study and clean the house, but nursing school takes up a lot of my time, and so if I'm like not doing anything wrestling related, I'm literally doing nursing school 24/7.
Now, do you kind of, because I know a lot of people have, I don't know if this is your backup option or plan B that I've heard a lot of people say, or is that something you kind of want to do at the same time as wrestling, or what is your ultimate goal with nursing school?
Yeah, so I'm in my junior year, almost done. Right now I really want to focus on graduating, and then I
Yes, of
think
course.
once I graduate, I might see like how far I can take wrestling. I think once I have that degree, I have it. I can do whatever I want with it. Eventually, I do want to use it, but I mean, I'm young right now. I really want to see with wrestling. I mean, I've only been not even a year in, and I feel like there's been so much that's happened.
Yeah, it gets caught up fast too, and being able to balance both, I can't even imagine trying to do that. At least luckily though, I assume most of your bookings are probably on weekends that I don't know if you have you had any during like weekdays? I don't probably not.
No, not really. I know. Well, next week I have a Wednesday show for Thanksgiving Eve.
So
But yeah,
that's
usually it's
interesting.
Saturdays, and I mean, I have to kind of work around it.
Yeah. And yeah, interesting. So kudos to you for keeping up on that. We wish you the best of luck. I stay hard in those studies. I have done nothing with my degree after college, but you know, everybody has their own path. To kind of close things out, as you know, 2023 is right around the corner, which is crazy to think about. What are some of your personal or professional goals you'd like to accomplish in the next couple of years?
I definitely want to kind of get out a little bit more with wrestling. I know we talked to some like other bookings. OVW was one, but I really want to kind of just get out, get more reps in. I want to wrestle more girls that I don't normally wrestle. I really like, anyone that has more experience than me, I really want to work with them. And like right now I've been really focusing on training and just like getting better. I'm still not like at all where I want to be, and every week at training I'm learning something new and building my confidence. So right now I'm really big on training and getting in the ring.
What was the last new thing that you learned?
We've been doing some like putting people up in the electric chair positions, and I kind of train with guys right now, so like
Yeah.
I've been putting a bunch of guys on my shoulders and just having them kind of like jump up and me catch them. I mean, it's freaking crazy. Like, I'm always doing things I never thought I would be doing or that I could do.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of getting put to the test. You never know unless you try, and you definitely have that kind of mentality of at least being open to trying new stuff. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, you know? That's what training is for, you know? So we look forward to everything that you have coming up, obviously, in your studies and in pro wrestling next year. Before we let you go, can you please tell the listeners where they can find you on social media and support you?
Yes, my Twitter is Real Saf Sweet and my Instagram is Real Savannah Sweet. And I also have a Facebook where I post updates all the time. And I have a TikTok. I believe it's Real Savannah Sweet, I believe. One of those, Real
I
Saf.
believe so, because I believe I was on, I found that along my research stuff. But yes, you're basically on all the major platforms here. And Savannah, thank you so much for joining me here today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad I got to do this with you. I was really nervous to start doing interviews, but I like did not see your message at first, and my sister pointed it out. I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad for not responding. But I
You're
was like,
good.
because you interview like other female wrestlers, and I really love that. So I had to come up.
Yeah, I feel like, women's wrestling just in general has been underrated, underappreciated, I could just go, I could go on a whole rant about it, but it's something that I'm passionate about. And I mean, there's so many great talent out there like yourself that are up and coming and, are the stars, future stars, basically where you're at. So it was a pleasure to chat here with you today, and you are going to do great things and stay in school. Even if you don't end up using your degree like me, I mean, you're already more than halfway there. So good luck to you.
I know I can't stop now. I'm not
I
working.
know, right? Savannah, thank you so much again.
Thank you. Have a great night.